the flip side repeat at today's urgent care. Today's date is 12/28/2023. Dictation is for Richard Hernandez. Hernandez spells H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Richard spells R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Date of birth is 02/25/1964. A 59-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Mr. Richard has a history of hypertension, diabetes type 2. Is here for a follow-up for these conditions and medication refill. He states, since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports that he's been out of his blood pressure medication for about 2 weeks. Thus, his current elevated blood pressure. However, he denies chest pain, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies headache, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air, blood pressure 197 over 101, pulse 92, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate of rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. A respiratory correction. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented type 3, cranial nerves 2, tendons normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hypertension. Number two, diabetes type 2. Number three, medication refill, period. Next paragraph. And clinically, we did the following labs: CBC, CMP, PSA, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D, and prostate, PSA, and testosterone, period. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done. Patient is diabetic. He also reports occasional pain in his bilateral calf. Ultrasound be done to assess his circulation, other vascular status, prostate, other organs in his abdomen, period. Next paragraph, ultrasound reveals some plaque deposit in his vasculature in his lower extremities. The occlusion is not completed. Next. Correction. The occlusion is not total. Next paragraph. Prostate mildly enlarged, but no calcification. Next paragraph. Patient is sent home with the following medication: metformin 500 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, glimepiride 4 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, losartan / 8-CTZ 50/12.5 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. Said he has none. Patient was educated about our findings on the ultrasound. He was advised that we will monitor the findings in his lower extremities. And if he becomes symptomatic, significantly symptomatic, will be referred to a vascular specialist. He says he understands. End of dictation.